Algae doesn't have the best reputation. It's the green scum on your local golf course's ponds or the toxic bloom that shut down Toledo's water system last summer. But algae isn't all bad. Current State's April Van Buren is here to tell us about how a Michigan startup is using algae in some innovative and beneficial ways. Hi, April.
Hi, Mark.
How is that?
While most of us think of algae as a water problem, you think of Toledo. Algal Scientific actually first got its start designing technology that uses algae to filter wastewater. So to learn more about this, I talked to CEO Jeff Horst, who was actually a PhD student in the Fisheries and Wildlife Department here at MSU when he started the biotech company. I started out asking him why he made the switch from academia to the business world.
Well, you know, as a PhD student, do you think that the only trajectory for you is to become a tenure-track faculty member, or maybe you go work for the government, and that's what they train you to do. But I guess I had realized, you know, I was looking up to some of the professors in the field, and, you know, they were certainly great scientists, but they didn't, you know, a lot of them, frankly, didn't have a large impact on the environment. And I've always, you know, I got into science because I wanted to have a large impact on the environment. So I realized maybe getting into industry would be the quickest way to have a significant impact. And so that's when I started looking to start a company. And I didn't necessarily want to be the CEO per se, but after we started interacting with a lot of these early partners, I really enjoyed that part of the business where I could interface with the customers, and also had a knack for being able to raise money and interface with the investors that are giving you money. So I kind of learned that this is something that maybe I'd be pretty good at.
And your company, Algal Scientific, works to use algae to clean wastewater is sort of what it was originally conceived of. And that's interesting because I think we normally think of algae as a water problem, like the cyanobacteria that shut down Toledo's water system last summer. How do you guys use algae for, you know, good instead of evil?
Yeah, that example in Lake Erie is a perfect example for this. Algae are really good at growing on nutrients, the nitrogen and phosphorus that you find in fertilizers. And so what happens in Lake Erie is that we have excess nutrients that get into the western part of Lake Erie, and that's why you see these large algal blooms. Or if you go to the local golf course pond and it's covered with that thick scum, that's because there's excess nutrients out there, and the algae are just very good at converting those nutrients into algae cells. But we can use that same, I guess, physiology, or what's good about the algae of soaking up those nutrients, we can actually flip it on its head and use those same organisms to treat the wastewater. So when we treat wastewater from, let's say, a food and beverage plant, we grow the algae in a tank right at the site of the food producer where the nutrients are really strong. And so we effectively are trying to create a bloom in that tank. And by creating the bloom or the algae bloom in that tank, we can harvest the cells out of the water so that the cleaner water without those cells can then flow to the municipal treatment plant. So we use them like sponges, biological sponges.
So who are you pitching this technology to? Is this to the business owners that are creating the wastewater, or is it to municipalities that have to deal with the pollutants once the water arrives at a treatment plant?
Well, here in the United States, the way that most of the wastewater treatment systems are set up is that the local municipalities or cities or the county will own the whole wastewater infrastructure. And they're very good at handling large quantities of water. They're not very good at sometimes handling these really strong wastewaters. And so what they do is they charge businesses extra when they dump really strong wastewaters into the water. And by strong, it doesn't mean it's necessarily toxic. It just has a lot of these nutrients in it. And unfortunately, the treatment systems that we have in Detroit or Lansing, they're really good at cleaning kind of the household wastewater. But what we're good at is treating that really strong wastewater. So we're going directly to the business, and the business might be paying, let's say, millions of dollars a year in extra charges to the local city. And what we do is we say, well, we'll take that wastewater, we'll clean it up, and then we'll reduce the cost that you're paying to that municipality.
This particular technology, you're pitching to businesses that have sort of a large stream of wastewater coming out of a specific point. You hear it referred to as point source pollution. Could this technology potentially be useful outside of that? Could it be useful in helping to curb something like the nutrient loading that's caused the algae problems in Lake Erie?
That's a great question. Yeah, our process is definitely most effective when the wastewater is extremely concentrated. And like you said, from those point sources where there's literally like a pipe that's carrying the water. A lot of the nutrients certainly that are affecting Lake Erie, it does come from runoff from the farm fields. And that's just the nature of, you know, the watershed down there. There's a lot of farmland. And we wouldn't be very effective at helping to clean up that type of wastewater. But fortunately, you know, the farmers and the municipalities around there, they're getting smart and they're figuring out ways to, you know, lessen the impacts of those nutrients coming off of the farmland and getting into those creeks and rivers.
And so in addition to using algae as a wastewater treatment, you guys are also now looking at algae as a potential nutrition supplement for animals and humans. That seems like a very different business venture. How did you move from the wastewater treatment aspect to using algae as a nutritional supplement?
Yeah, so we really do have two very distinct business units for Algal Scientific. The one is the wastewater treatment business, and that's the one that we originally started off with back in 2009. But yeah, this new technology that we're commercializing right now is actually to grow a specific type of algae in fermentation tanks. So it looks a lot like a microbrewery at our facility here in Plymouth. And we grow these algae just like how you'd grow yeast or bacteria to make pharmaceuticals. But this particular type of algae makes this natural compound called beta-glucan, and that's a very potent immune stimulator. So this compound that we're adding to animal feeds, it helps to strengthen the immune system of pigs and chickens and other animals that we grow for meat, helps them grow better without having to use things like antibiotics.
How does it boost the immune system of these farm animals?
So it gets a little sciencey, but basically the way it works is that it tricks the immune system into thinking that it has an infection. So this beta-glucan is a chemical that it's typically found on the outside of a lot of pathogenic organisms like yeast and bacteria. And so animals, including humans, over time have associated being sick with seeing this chemical. And so researchers about 30 years ago figured out that if you just give an animal just the compound, the beta-glucan, you can actually make the immune system of the animals become kind of like stimulated. So then they're more or less primed to be fighting off the infections.
I'm talking to Jeff Horst. He's CEO of Algal Scientific, a company that's using algae to filter wastewater as well as boost the immune systems of farm animals. And part of the idea behind this is that farmers would be able to use fewer antibiotics for their animals. And, you know, it's something that restaurants are increasingly paying attention to. Even McDonald's recently came out and said it was starting to use antibiotic-free chicken. How do you see Algamune fitting into this changing landscape of meat production in the U.S.?
Well, we really have timed this perfectly. And we've been trying to grow this beta-glucan for about 3 years now. And we knew that this day would come when consumer pressure would actually start to force some of these companies to be more aware of how the animals are being grown. And that's great. There's certainly, you know, a lot of important reasons for us to be reducing the amount of antibiotics that we use both in humans and also in animals. But in animals, it's especially important because, you know, we're giving a lot of antibiotics to animals that aren't sick. They're really being used to make the animals just grow faster. And we should really be preserving those antibiotics for animals that are either truly sick or also, for the most part, saving them for humans, because a lot of our antibiotics are becoming less effective now. And so we need to be preserving those so that we don't have the same problems that we had 100 years ago, where you get an infection and you have a risk of either losing a limb or even worse. So we're hoping to be part of that story where a farmer can say, well, I can't use antibiotics any longer, but are there some other alternatives out there? And we're hoping to be one of those alternatives that allows our chickens and pigs to grow healthfully and also grow profitably.
Is there any kind of risk of negative side effects from an immune booster like Algamune? I mean, that's the big thing with antibiotics is that, you know, they could potentially make antibiotics less effective in humans. Why is this product less risky than an antibiotic?
Oh, that is actually a really good question. So antibiotics, they cause the resistance because as those bacteria, you know, they're evolving all the time. And so eventually you're going to have a couple of them that develop a resistance to a drug. And then those ones are the ones that are dividing quickly. And that's how you get these pockets of resistance. The beta-glucan operates in a completely different fashion because it's actually just using the animal's own immune system to be fighting off the infection naturally. And so, you know, we actually did a pretty interesting experiment where we gave mice a lethal injection of E. coli. And, of course, the antibiotics are very effective at helping to improve the survivorship of those mice. But we had the same effectiveness as the antibiotic in helping that same group of mice fight off the infection using its own immune system.
Jeff Horst is the CEO of Algal Scientific, a biotech startup based in Plymouth, Michigan, that's using algae as a way to treat wastewater and make nutritional supplements for farm animals. Thanks so much for joining me, Jeff.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
For Current State, this is April Van Buren.
And this segment is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. More news about the Great Lakes environment can be found at greatlakesecho.org and on Current State every Tuesday as part of our partnership.